We live, and so we live. Oh yeah, we back at it like two crack addicts. It is the Bumpin' Feet Boy podcast with your boy So Fly Many Low and your other boy, the Pure Dragon Oliver Sawyer. And today we about to talk about some crabs.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing today on this fine? What's today?
Thursday.
I'm losing track of all these days. I've been in this house so damn long, man.
Hey, listen, man. I'll stay in the house for a day. You can go out. See how much you like it out there.
Please, I need to go out at least once. I've been sheltered.
I need some shelter.
I need some money. I need some money, and I need to just get out. What? If I check my account today, I almost cried.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Oh, my God. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's all good. I'm going to be cleared real soon.
When are you going to be cleared? Do we got an update for the podcast?
Hopefully real soon. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. Hopefully they give me the A-OK to start doing more shit. Because I can move it pretty good right now.
Let's see you move that thing.
Move that thing.
Let's see it.
What thing? We talk. Move it.
Oh, no, yeah. Not your shoulder. What's I'm not talking about your shoulder.
What you talking about, then?
That thing. Anywho.
That's for the Patreon. If you want to see that thing move, we're going to have a link below, and you got to pay. How much we got to pay for it?
I don't know. Enough that we get a good split between us, but you really the only one that's going to be doing anything.
What you mean?
I'll just take some of the money.
All right, I still need that money. I'm down bad around here. So there's going to be a link for that thing shaking down below.
Okay. Yeah. You heard it here first, folks. It's been a week, brother. But here we are, episode 11. And what we got going on this week? We got some All Elite Wrestling Dynasty.
We got Dynasty going on. Yep. We got people trying to piss me off each and every day.
Oh,
every time I go on the interwebs, somebody's always talking about why is Cody only had three shows and three acceptance speeches? He just won the damn title. Shut the fuck up. Please.
Well, to be fair, I do hope it's kind of over, right?
But at the same time, yeah, I ain't say shit when Roman was having these melodramatic theater kid classes in the middle of the ring.
I think people were saying stuff.
No, they were saying because it's Roman Reigns. He would have the same respect for the King Cody Rhodes. Please and thank you.
Hey, I see you got a Cody Rhodes shirt on.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I'm not going to say nothing about it, but...
Yeah, you better not say nothing about it. I think they have a number one contenders match tomorrow, and it's AJ and
LA. Which has already happened by the time anyone's
really?
Hearing this.
Oh, I thought you said about already for us.
No, not in LA.
Okay.
Nah, it'll probably be AJ, though, you think, right?
You would think. You would think.
He gets his win back over LA Knight, and he wrestles Cody, which, as far as I know, has never happened before.
That is true. That sounds like a good ass match. It never happened. When he was on his way out, or no, they were same time.
There was like a two month window where they were in the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was like around WrestleMania 32 ish.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
But I think that'll probably be the match because like Cody versus LA Knight is cool, but why would you put your biggest baby face in there against like your top three baby faces in there, you know?
Yep.
Cody versus AJ was good match.
Have Cody and LA Knight wrestled before in TNA or something?
Probably.
Fucking Global Force Wrestling, something.
Yeah, but
a backlash would be, when is that? I think I like 4 weeks for that.
Probably not that long now. I think it's like the first weekend in May.
Oh, that's really close then.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Hell yeah.
But I mean, yeah, dude, Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable. Hello.
Oh yeah, that's probably gonna be the match of the night. Sami Zayn, I think they're about to continue this tradition with the IC title and make it like the best title on the show.
I mean,
Cause
it's definitely the best like title as far as the title matches.
did you see him get ripped from his wife, bro? Oh my damn.
Well,
Oh my
so
damn.
I was watching the match on like a 5 minute delay. And so I watched the match through the finish. I was like, oh, there's still some time. I bet Chad Gable turns heel. And then I fast forward and then I just see him like boom, boom, boom. I'm like, all right, yep. And then later I saw him getting ripped apart from his wife. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. What I'm hearing on the streets is it might be Chad Gable and the Creed brothers, and that shit would be stupid. I hope that's a thing.
And then you can turn Julius Creed babyface and have him beat Chad Gable for the
Oh,
title.
you're booking this way far in advance.
Listen, nah, this needs to happen like next month.
Next month, you want Julius Creed to turn heel and babyface
Yeah, that's
again?
correct.
Damn. Damn.
No, yeah, man, I've been pushing
I'm
this
glad you
Julius
don't got the
Creed
book.
No, man, I've been pushing the Julius Creed agenda for a long time now. I thought he should have beat Gunther.
That'd be something.
What do you mean? Julius Creed is dope.
No, he's like that. He's awesome. He's fucking sick, but he just got there, bro. What about his
Yeah.
tag partner?
Who cares? That boy, Marty Jannetty.
What do you mean, bro?
Listen, Julius dragged that boy to WWE.
They're a package deal.
Yeah, for now.
For a while. They just got there.
Listen, bro, back in the day.
Let them win the tag titles at least first. Shit.
No, we don't need none of that, bro. Randy Orton was world champion after, like 6 months after he got to WWE.
That's untrue. Very untrue.
It was real fast. Kurt Angle, rookie year world champ. All these people were getting pushed as a youngin'. So why we gotta wait till these people 35, 40 before we start putting titles on them?
I see what you're saying, but it's a different time nowadays, man. It's a different time.
Yeah, and
And
we
we got
needed.
time to tell these stories. We don't got to fast track everything.
Nothing's fast tracked. Are you kidding me? We need to fast track some things.
Not that, though. Not that.
Whatever.
Well, speaking of
Whatever.
fast tracked, somebody that's getting fast tracked is fucking that boy Evans.
Bouncy.
That boy is bouncier than a motherfucker. Had a match versus Ilya Dragunov
That boy
for the
probably is
NXT
getting
title.
bouncy backstage.
What that
That's how
mean?
he's getting all, that's how he's getting all these matches. That's all
All
I'm
right,
saying.
we're not gonna. All
Week two
right.
on NXT, and he's wrestling the champ. And not just the champ who's on his way out the door. That boy's
That's
gonna be
pretty
on
lit
Raw in
with
2 weeks.
me.
Oh, it's lit. It's real lit.
That is crazy, and the match is incredible too.
That's pretty good. And you know what's crazy is I had talked to you about the match before I actually saw it. And you said that it was like 6, 7 minutes, but it was real fast. Boy, I swear I'd watch like a 15-minute match as far as like the stuff they did.
I'm surprised I guessed it that well, because when I seen it on the thing, it was like
Yeah.
6:12 or something.
Yeah, something real.
Yeah, but it felt like a good, decent. Yeah, imagine they got like a long ass time. Well,
That's a little too much. We gotta
not
be.
for NXT, but like, keep Ilya down there for a little bit longer, get it on like a one of them big shows.
Yeah.
That'd be lit. That'd be lit.
Yeah. But no, the match was real good. But it was funny how everyone was like, oh, I've never seen an open challenge done this way. They've done that on NXT before. Not like where
Oh,
he
really?
bounced from. But they've done a thing where like everyone comes out to try to answer and then someone just comes. They did it with
Oh,
Nathan
really?
Frazer.
Oh,
Yeah.
really?
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
Oh,
Look
really?
at you. I didn't
Oh,
know.
really?
I didn't know. I wasn't watching the
Neither was I.
product.
But
How
I
do you
watched
know
Twitter
this?
though. I watched
You sound like
Twitter. It
a
was
savant.
a what?
A savant.
Yeah, that's me. But no, I think it was Wesley had the NXT North American title and he was like open challenge. And then everyone came out and they were all beefing. And then I think like Nathan Frazer just sprinted his way through everybody and answered it. Like literally, they just like parted and he just
He is faster than a motherfucker.
he's as
That's
crazy, bro. Bro, oh, you want to hear something about Nathan Frazier? So at the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy, one of the things that you got to do early on is you got to run the ropes, and you got to do 20 rope hits in a minute, and it's down and back is one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was an 18 by 18. They got a 20 now, I think. But it was 18 by 18, and you had to do this after running the ropes all day. Like, this was all we had done in class,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to run them as fast as you can. You got to get 20 in a minute, or basically, I don't know, you get in trouble or something. I don't remember. But the only person that had ever done it faster than Rollins was Nathan Frazier.
Ooh. He's like 20 in a minute?
Huh? Yeah.
20 in a minute?
It's not that hard. I mean, it's not easy, but I think I did it.
Maybe. You think you did it?
Yeah, I don't remember now.
Who do you think is faster between Frazier and Ron Breaker?
As far as actual speed, probably Frazier, but as far as like impressiveness, just because of how big Braun is, probably. I think Braun's more like intense.
Yeah.
Like when he smacks the ropes, he hits them harder. So it looks like he's going as fast as Frazier. But I think Frazier actually runs faster.
You think so?
Yeah.
I want to test it. I hope soon down the line they test his theory. I seen on I think it was on SmackDown or some shit. They had like stats for him or something. They had like his shuttle was like 3 seconds or some shit. And I was like, oh, what the hell?
Well, he was like a college football player.
Yeah, he was a running back.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was.
But
I think he looks black to me.
That's not for me to say. But, yeah, man.
Hope we get NXT, that race soon.
Bro.
NXT is pretty lit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start watching it, like, all of it.
Really?
Because it's pretty good. But, I mean, Trick Williams is about to be NXT champion.
Mm-hmm. I think next week, right? Dope.
I do believe, yeah. And then Ilya's on his way to Raw.
Mm.
So, how do you think Ilya will do on main?
On what?
On main roster.
You know, it seemed like he had a good, decent reaction, but that was after Mania. So everybody was in that pitch. I think he'll do fine, though. He's an intense guy.
I just feel like I don't know. I guess Gunther Ilya doesn't seem like a kind of guy that like would be well suited for like promos or like, you know, stuff like that. Like the more WWE-ish stuff that gets done on main roster.
You said in what sense? It cut out a little bit.
Like the more like WWE, like the backstage stuff. I feel like Ilya's less suited for that, but I mean,
like Gunther, promos and stuff.
Yeah, like not just the basic interview stuff, but like the more like goofy or like.
I feel like he went. He's a really good, dead serious ass promo dude.
Yeah.
Or like a segment dude. Like I've seen some of his shits where like has the special effects where his eyes turn red and he's about to kill somebody.
Is that special effects? I thought he wore contacts.
Or like he it cuts between
it. Oh, really? Yeah.
And then he, like, blinks, and then his shit turns red, and, like, the film turns red or some shit.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty sick, and if they present him like how he's been presented the whole time, he'll be fine.
Dude, I really would love to see the Ilya Dragunov-Gunther match from, like, the empty arena days, but in front of an arena. Because they were literally, like, have you seen that match?
Yeah.
Yeah, they literally, like, killed each other.
Did you like the second one, too? Because they were beating the shit out of each other, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was as good.
Oh, no.
You think it'd be good in, like a fucking... When you say an arena, like a football stadium or, like, a basketball arena?
Like a Raw, yeah.
Okay. Because, like, 60,000 people and you're getting... What, they hear the chops from fucking the Bleeds?
They'd hear it, bro.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah, I can't wait for that match. I low-key, you know, I saw people talking about hopefully, like, that's, like, the King of the Ring finals.
That'd be pretty bomb. King of the Ring.
Yeah,
be,
man.
it would be. They should. No, I think they should save it for when Walter Gunther wins the world title.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
suppose.
I
I
don't
say
think
they
it's
should
gonna
do it
be
in
as.
Germany.
I don't think. Ooh, that'd be fire too. I fuck with that. That'd be fire.
And
But
you
I
don't
don't
even
think it's
gotta
gonna
do
be
it.
too long before Gunther wins the world title.
He should win Cody's, right?
Nah.
Huh?
Oh no, I can see that too. I can see either one, honestly. But
Yeah.
I think he's gonna win something before before next Mania, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think he'll either walk into Germany as world champ or walk out.
Yeah. You think
Or
Drew
I guess.
McIntyre will have anything in Germany?
I don't know. Who cares? He's not German.
But it's still UK type shit. I mean, it was in what was Clash of the Castle at?
That's in the UK. Boy, you racist or something.
No, where specifically was it at though?
I think it was in Wales.
I mean,
But
some
that's
of those people
no,
weren't
see,
from. No,
wow.
what do you mean? It's still like in the Europe area. They don't come to Europe that often.
Yeah, but no, they're coming. The Clash of the Castles happened in like a month.
Is it that
They're
soon?
doing, yeah, I think so, because everyone keeps talking about Drew winning the title and then bailing. Let's
Oh,
see.
shit.
And the whole idea is that he would do the CM Punk storyline, but he would actually he'd go defend it other places. Yeah, it's June 15th.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I do you like that idea of him winning it off of Damian Priest at Clash of the Castle and then not being on WWE TV for like a couple months?
That'd be wild, but that'd be cool. A couple months is a stretch.
Why? They got one world title. Like we ain't been living the past 4 years without having two world titles on the screen. Like, who cares? No, but you know what would be wild? Dog, imagine like I don't know, something crazy where it's like a Progress or like one of them like UK shows, like the indie shows, and it's like Gunther versus Drew McIntyre. Now listen. Just let me hear me out. For the world heavyweight title, and Drew hasn't been on WWE since winning the title. I don't, like a month or two. I don't know. But then, they just have a banger on one of them WWE partnered indie shows, and then who comes? CM Punk, and costs Drew McIntyre the title on a non-WWE show,
Oh my God.
and Gunther wins the world title in front of like 50 people.
It'd be way more than that, but I guess I can see here. Crazy. That sounds like something on the WWE My Rise. I was just playing that, and that exact thing low key just happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just with the NXT Cup instead.
Oh, see that? Yeah, no, not the same
There's
thing.
the cup. It's
What
kind of
is
the
the
same thing,
Heritage
though.
Cup?
No, the Heritage Cup
Bro.
is lit, bro.
Who's got it right now?
Oh, who
Charlie
does have
Dempsey.
it? Yeah, the No Quarter Kiss crew.
Yeah. Wait,
They have it as a
is it a
collective.
team thing? What?
They're doing it as a team thing.
Including Drew Gulak?
I think, bro, I seen they were like, I took care of your little problem. They did a segment with the D'Angelo family. I think they
Yeah.
killed them off in canon.
Yeah, they killed Drew McIntyre, or not Drew McIntyre, Drew Gulak.
That's what I'm seeing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they got that boy out
Dang.
the paint. So, but
Yo,
like it's
Ronda Rousey got pulled, bruh.
they do it as a team thing.
Huh.
So yeah.
And then I guess
Because
whoever
who do you
loses is
beef?
getting turned on.
Maybe. But I don't know how many defenses they've done. I'm not sure. But I like
Ooh.
the cup. I thought it was cool. And it has its own
Yeah.
specific rules to it too and shit.
I mean, it's kind of like Ring of Sport, right?
I
Yeah.
just think I always like how the cup looks.
I mean, yeah, it's a cup.
Yeah. A big ass cup.
Yeah. What were we even talking about? Oh, Drew McIntyre? Yeah. Have him beat Damian Priest. Listen, have him beat Damian Priest, Clash of the Castle. And then, like, 2 months later, he's wrestling in front at OTT. Or,
OTT, yeah.
XXW or XW,
OTT, Rev Pro.
WXW. And he's wrestling Gunther, right? And then CM Punk comes out, costs him the match.
Nah,
And then
I don't think it's happening, but it's okay to dream.
That's cool.
It's okay
you
to
just
dream.
Like, you just like everybody at my high school that said my dreams would never come true. That's you.
Damn,
right
you
now.
You got bullied back in high school?
Yeah, boy.
Damn, nah, boy.
But yeah, no, that's a good idea. So they should do that. What else we got to talk about?
We have shit. Let me check my handy dandy notebook.
AEW.
That is correct. AEW is what we're talking about. Yeah, I seen. Did you watch the Will Ospreay match from this week?
No, I saw clips.
He wrestled Claudio. I should have watched it. It sounds like it'd be fucking fire.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't been watching an AEW TV like that. I was just waiting for this pay-per-view. I just want to see Swerve win this damn belt.
You know, I really think that AEW would benefit from doing monthly pay-per-views. Because I think they always pick up their pay-per-views are always really good. And they always pick up a bunch of momentum, like, coming out of their pay-per-views.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like, so, like, as I was watching the week after Revolution, and then the next week, and then just kind of a little less, my gosh. But, not, yeah, kind of same thing I haven't been watching. But it's like, if they, because they haven't had a pay-per-view since Revolution, it's been 2 months. But if they did every single month, they did a pay-per-view, they'd be able to keep that momentum rolling a little bit better, I think.
I think it's a lot of content to keep up with, too.
Yeah,
they have a good match literally every fucking week. It's like, damn, I can't even keep track of all these good-ass matches.
Yeah.
I hope they get a streaming service. They've been talking about this for a minute. But
I think they were talking about it. Tony Khan was talking about it on the media call. He was like, oh, yeah, sure. It'll be a part of the next the TV rights deal. It's like, bro, you said that 2 years ago.
When is the next TV? Because right now, I think they even don't even use Bleacher Report no more. I think this is the first show they're not going to use Bleacher. Yeah. It's wild.
Which is good.
I don't really fuck with Bleacher Report either.
I don't know about the last one. But
Bleacher Report was kind of shit.
Going to Max.
Hell yeah, that'd be sick. Yeah. But we got these. Did you come up with a punishments?
Nah, Gary did. I think he said wear a wig during a match.
Wear a wig during a match.
Yeah, which is like not even really a punishment, but we can do it.
I suppose. All right.
Oh. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see.
Wear a wig during the match.
Yeah,
I look, he won a better one than that, but we might just have to go with that shit, you know.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Man, that shit's getting trash.
Maybe like whoever loses has to take like a big like bump that we don't want to take at DCW.
Oh my god!
Like if I lose, I'll take that stupid power bomb.
That's funny. Well. I mean,
that's actually really good because I don't want to do that.
We'll see how I'm feeling, just because actual health reasons.
Wow.
Depends what you're doing, though. It depends what you're doing.
I don't know, like a pile driver on the floor with no knees. Like I'll just drop you on your head.
You're a bitch. I'm doing a safe ass power bomb. You said, murder.
Safe. Have you taken that before? It ain't nothing safe about it.
What do you mean, bro?
What are you talking about? What do I mean?
It's nice and you didn't die.
So. It hurts. I'm not trying to take all that.
Well, you just said you wanted to kill me.
No. What do you mean? Protect yourself, young man.
Nah, we'll think of another one. We might just use the stupid-ass wig one. It don't matter, because I don't think I lose these bitches no way.
We tied last time.
That don't fucking matter, bro. I didn't lose, did I?
Nah, but we got 9 matches, so let's get to it. You got the card pulled up?
Don't you have it pulled up, motherfucker?
No, I got our predictions pulled up, so you got to have the card.
What's the show called? Like Dynasty?
Oh, my goodness. He don't even got the card pulled up, y'all. He don't even got the card pulled up. All right.
Let's do this thing.
Let's get it.
Very well, then.
And don't just disagree with me just to disagree with me. Like, just if we get, if we do the same answers on some, it's fine. You got the card or no? Well, I know some of the matches.
So yeah, it sent me a. I wasn't updated. I wasn't up to date.
That's crazy. Yeah. We're not going to do the pre-show because we looked at what was on the pre-show. And
yeah, that's what the one that I just pulled up said it was on the pre-show. So,
and also, like I feel like the pre-show is just, like, giveaways. Like, who's going to win? Trent Barretta, who just turned heel, or Matt Sydal?
Is he heel now? Like,
bro,
I need to keep up, bro. I might lose these predictions. Holy shit.
You got to lose.
When did he turn heel, bro?
He, like, a couple weeks ago, they were going for the best friends hug, and he just psycho-kneed Orange Cassidy in the dome.
Holy hell. Okay, so you said the Trios title match is on the 0 hour, but the Trios with Edge is on the actual show, correct?
That is
okay,
accurate.
Okay. I got you.
We can do the Trios titles match if you want to.
No, I was just trying to make sure because it had. I didn't know it was Trios match you were talking about. Okay.
Yep.
All right, so we have first, we have Jericho versus Hook. It better be fucking Hook. I'm going Hook.
But Hook already beat him once.
I don't give a shit. It's for the FTW title.
Jericho wins.
I'd be upset if he does.
No, because, bro, Jericho's...
It's a good possibility.
So, they just did something. I don't think Jericho turned heel. I wish we had watched some of the products so we knew the actual story going into this match. But I think Jericho's going to turn heel coming out of this match. Because he's, like, trying to teach Hook and, like, be his mentor, but Hook ain't really vibing with it. I think Jericho's just going to...
I don't think Hook should lose ever just because he's fucking Hook.
Well, I think he's losing to Jericho. And I think it'll get...
What'd you say?
I think it'll get Jericho a bunch of heat because he's trying to lean into the whole, like, he never puts people over thing. And at first he tried to lean into it by putting Hook over, but it didn't work. So I think he's going to go the exact opposite way and think, oh, they think I never put people over? Okay, let them boo me when I don't put this kid over. And then they can extend the story. Bro, you know Jericho has, like, these six-month feuds.
I know. I'm just hoping this is not one of them.
Nah, bro. You got to – yeah. It's actually – the more we've talked about it, it's definitely Jericho.
I'm going to go with my heart, bro. That shit leaves me wrong sometimes, but most times – it don't leave me wrong.
It don't leave you wrong on Sunday.
Next, we have the Rated R Chickens. That's what their name is, I think, versus the House of Black. I'm going with Edge and them because House of Black never wins.
Dumb. What do you mean? But they got to set up Malakai versus Edge.
Are they wrestling? I'm sorry. I don't think Malakai Black never gets singles matches. They never win matches. You have a point, don't you?
It's too late. You put in your pick. But no,
I know. I put in my pick. I guess I'm going to be doing a punishment. All right.
They had a standoff. Yeah. But it was kind of a one-time deal. But then this match got set up. And yeah, bro, you got Eddie Kingston to take a pin. Mark Briscoe to take a pin. Adam Copeland don't got to take a pin. But just have Malakai Black, like, murder one of the mother boys. And then, Edge versus Adam Copeland. That'd be cool. Adam Copeland versus Malakai Black. Yeah, Double or Nothing. Come on, now. Get it right. Get it tight. Come on.
Whatever. I think Hook's still winning. You might have got me on this triple, this trail match. I think Hook's got that shit. So I'm not even mad. I'm not even worried. I ain't even worried. Next, we have Willow Nightingale versus Julia Hart.
Willow.
You got Willow?
Yeah.
Man, hell no. Nah. Why you say that?
What? Because Sasha Banks is wrestling the winner of next month.
Did Sasha Banks turn heel or some shit?
No, her whole beef is with Willow. Because Willow's the one that hurt her.
They already set that up?
Yeah, for her first night. She said, I got unfinished business with Willow Nightingale.
No, they already said Sasha's wrestling the winner?
Yeah, no, it's confirmed that she's wrestling the TBS champion in Vegas.
Why is that confirmed already, bro? She ain't do shit but show up.
Talk to
She
the booker, man. They're
ain't
trying
do
to sell
shit but show up to
pay-per-views.
work. The hell?
Yeah.
She earned
Hey,
shit wrestling
Sasha
one
Banks.
time.
No, but
What?
she's Sasha Banks. Bro, New Japan was out there creating titles for her. So, like.
Jesus Christ.
But you got Julia?
I still got Julia because I thought that's the match they wanted to
I
do.
mean, it still would make sense. Like, I don't think it's a guarantee that Willow wins, but I think she's probably gonna win.
I think. Yeah, fuck no. Yeah, no.
Or,
I got
I
Julia.
mean,
Because
there's
if she's gonna drop the shit, because you know Sasha's winning.
yeah.
So I don't think they'd do Willow for 2 months and then have her drop that bitch to Sasha. Honestly, I feel like they'd even more do because Willow had some shit going on with her fucking eye. I think they do Julia retains versus Sasha, but Willow does some shit. I see that more than Willow winning the belt.
You know what I think could happen is maybe, I don't know, like, I don't know. I don't know because I feel like Sasha's been a little heelish. Sorry, Mercedes has been a little heelish in the fact that, like, Willow's big babyface and Sasha doesn't vibe with her. And so I think they could do something to where it's like Sasha costs Willow the match, either because it's like Willow cost her the IWGP title or because she, like, doesn't want to wrestle Willow, but she knows she's wrestling the champion. And then you do Julia versus...
I can see what you're saying now, but, like, deadass logically, it goes Julia for me.
Well, what I was just saying was a pitch for Julia to win.
No, I'm saying before then, before.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think this one could go either way, depending on, I mean, again, I think if we had, like, watched all the build-up, it might have a clear pick.
It don't matter to me. I think Julia's fucking winning.
She should, bro. I love Julia's entrance.
Yeah?
Like, just her entrance alone is just crazy cool.
It is cool as fuck. But yeah,
but, bro, and you know what's crazy? Real quick sidebar is I remember we were at a dark taping where she was doing it for the first time, or like one of the first times.
Yeah.
And it was corny, and some, you know, I don't want to call no name. I mean, it's a good thing, but somebody was like, "Wow, that's so cool," and I was like, "No, not really." But now, yo, that
was she
cool?
I thought it was the same. No. How'd she
I mean, it's
it?
Kind of the same, but you got a big pyro and all that.
Oh,
I think
with the fire and shit.
When we were there at dark, yeah, they were like just zoned in on her singing her own lyrics, and I was like, yeah, that's cool, I guess. But now it's like the fire comes out, and I think it's just dope now. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
But what's the next match?
Next match we have. You got these shits written down, man, so I can win.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I got a
I
fucking
got...
winner right now, bro. What? I might have lost one of these hoes, like. I'll give you the trios match just because I was not watching. But other two, I got them bitches, I promise.
He's not winning, bro.
I don't give a fuck. We have Kazuchika Okada versus the Bastard Pac. I got Okada. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's Okada. Yeah, it's Okada. We have.
What's the next match?
FTR versus the Young Bucks.
Who you think's winning? I feel like
toss
I keep answering
me.
First. I'll let you. A toss up. Come on now.
No, I answered first for the Julia match.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Because
I know 100%.
Sure,
it's a lot.
Sure.
It's the
sure.
Young Bucks.
Why do you say that?
Well, A, they're hotter than FTR right now. B, it's a ladder match. That's the Young Bucks thing. And C, Jack Perry's coming back.
I can't even argue with that, bro. I mean, I don't even know. I would ask for the record. I don't even think you know the record of the matches because it's the fourth one they've had, right?
Yes, it's Young Bucks, FTR, FTR, and then this is the fourth one. They don't even know.
Well, I mean, oh yeah, I can see. Okay, I got the Young Bucks then. Okada got the title too, so fuck it. Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, boy.
All
right.
Why wouldn't they have all them bitches with the belt? We got Kyle O'Reilly versus Nick Strong, Roddy Strong. Roderick. I got Roderick all the way.
Yeah.
I don't see they're waiting for Adam to get back for to progress this story a little bit longer. So I just want a good old, a nice match between friends. They just did the heel turn, I think, or they turned on Kyle recently. So we got Toni Storm versus Thunder Rosa.
Toni Storm.
Toni Storm. Right. I think I gotta go with her. I mean, I don't see why. I mean, I feel like they have another story going on with Mariah May and shit, and you know, I feel like she's just a priority right now.
I think she's the biggest deal in the women's division. And I think at some point you gotta have Britt Baker come back, right? I mean, I think she's hurt right now, but Britt Baker versus Toni Storm seems like a big match right now.
She's been out for a minute too.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she's been out since like All In last year.
That's a long ass time. Is there any reports of her being cleared soon? Shit. What was her injury? Do you know what her injury was?
Her back, I think.
Oh, damn. It's rough. Well, yeah, I think Toni Storm got it.
Yeah, facts.
I can't see nobody that take that shit off for anytime soon.
I agree.
We have the last two meat and potatoes of this show. Shit worth buying. And we got Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson. It's Will Ospreay, bro. Easily. That's an easy toss-up because, you know, he's got there and it's Will Ospreay.
So I agree with you, but I think it would be cool if you have Danielson win and then have Will come back and beat Danielson at Wembley.
Wembley's in August.
Yeah.
Nah, I think he's going to be in a world title shot by then, bro.
I think so too, but I think you could probably push that back.
What, the world title or the Danielson?
He signed for at least 3 years, probably closer. He probably signed for 5 years. You don't need to have the world title on him this year.
Yeah, that's true.
You could really build him to beat someone other than Swerve. Because I think if you have him and Swerve at Wembley, Swerve's getting booed out of the building, which is fine. But they might not want that.
That's true.
Instead, you could do
but Swerve. I don't know. Bryan Danielson and winning matches doesn't go together in my brain ever.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, that's what he's putting people over all the time. Bro, but see, now I've convinced myself that I feel like Danielson should win, but he's not going to.
You did low-key too, but like, yeah, this is second pay-per-view match since he's been here. It's going to be a fantastic match. Like, match of the year probably already. But, yeah, I don't see why Will wouldn't win. You know? Because, yeah.
I'm going with Will, but man, let's put an asterisk next to this, because if Danielson wins, I will say I told you so.
But well, I don't want to. You still won't be taking the point.
Well, neither will you, so it don't matter.
I'm just saying. Yeah, still. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Then we have the last match. We have Swerve versus Samoa Joe.
Swerve.
I hope.
What?
I hope it is Swerve. But
why would it not be?
I don't know, man. You know, they might swerve us for the sake of it. I don't fucking know.
I don't think so.
Because, what would be next?
If Swerve wins? I mean, bro, Hangman might come back and cost him the title. But it's like, you can only do that.
Oh, he's injured right now. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, no, he's taking family time.
Okay. So he can come back. Okay.
But, I mean, I think it would be better or, like, more. Like, because, yeah, he can come back and cost him the title, but it's like they did that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I think it might be time for Swerve to overcome that. And, like, Hangman comes back, tries to cost him, fails, Swerve wins. And then you can still do Hangman Swerve again.
Yeah, I wanted it to be Swerve's time, so I'm just going to go with Swerve just because I want to see that so bad.
I mean, I think if Joe wins, what do you do next with Swerve, and what do you do next with Joe?
I have no idea at all.
Like, there's no reason for Swerve to not win. He's not going to be hotter than he is right now. He might have already, like, passed his peak as far as the momentum he did have.
Yeah.
Like, he's definitely – he ain't getting hotter without the world title.
Well, I'm going to go Swerve just because that's what my gut's telling me. And I've been feeling like Swerve, next time he has a shot at the world title, I feel like he's winning that bitch. So,
well, so we ended up actually not. We
have a lot together.
Three matches, yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be Jericho winning and the House of Black winning that'll get me the win.
Jericho's not winning, but it's cool.
Dude,
it's cool.
I'm telling you. Bro, so there ain't no way.
The decider matches Jericho and Hook, so we'll know if we won or lost by like the beginning of the show.
Yeah, probably right. Bro, they might open.
Yeah. Shit. Oh shit. Oh, we might know for real. Oh, okay then. Are you gonna be you watching them live?
Probably.
Oh shit. I mean, I don't know where I'm gonna be at because I'm not trying to pay for it by myself. Because on a fight, it's like $49.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
But I don't want to watch it with people either, because, you know. But, yeah, those are our predictions. And I think I got this shit in the bag, bro. Those three matches are going to give me a lot.
Nah, the only one I'm worried about is the Julia Willow match.
You but better I'm be afraid. Mostly, like,
I convinced myself Jericho's winning. I accidentally convinced myself Julia might win. And then I accidentally convinced myself that Danielson might win. But I still, I said Will. So.
We'll see. We will
see. I think it's going to be a real, real good pay-per-view.
It's going to be a good-ass show. Oh, my God. I'm waiting for this Danielson-Willow Ospreay match for a long-ass time. I didn't even know I needed it until they announced it. Until that was face-to-face, I was like, damn, that would be a good-ass match.
So you haven't been waiting for it for that long. You've only been waiting for it for like a month.
Well, you know, I've been waiting for Daniel Bryan versus anybody because he's a fucking
greatest wrestler. That's true. You put Daniel Bryan in the ring with anybody, and you've been waiting your whole life.
Literally anybody. Like,
even bro,
I told you about the Liger match, and you were like, "Oh, that happened? What the fuck?"
Yeah, bro. I feel like Daniel Bryan wrestled literally every wrestler alive when he was in ROH.
He probably has. Like, there's so many.
That boy probably wrestled Hulk Hogan in ROH, and we don't even know about it.
Hey,
bro, Bald Danielson. Know. I need one more run of Bald Danielson before.
That's the goat right there, bro. That's the goat. Nobody's better than Bald Danielson. But that should wrap it up, shouldn't it? Unless you got anything else to talk about.
So, nah, we got one topic that's on the back burner, but I don't think we need to bust it out today.
It's not today. We're going to remember to discuss this topic one of these days.
No, I wrote it down.
Yeah, that has been the Bump and Feed Boy podcast. Please share, like, comment, and subscribe. More on the comments and the likes, please, so I can respond to them. Unless you're saying some stupid shit. But, yeah. Follow us on socials at SoFlyManny_03. And... what, the Oliver Sawyer?
On everything.
Correct? On everything. Yeah. On everything. And I guess this is the outro.
This is... wait, what?
What's the outro?
You know what's crazy is every time that you say that, I forget the bit, and then I just quickly remember it. But we got to stop doing the bit, bro. The bit's getting old.
What's the bit?
What bit? Wait, no, for the outro.